Blackstone presents When Franny Stands Up by Eden Robbins. This book is read by Lily Ganser. For Dad, the Thief of Bad Gags. Chapter 1. Christmas Eve, 1944. If a doorman wouldn't open the door, was he still a doorman? It was like one of Papa's groaners. When is a door not a door? When it's ajar. Franny Steinberg wouldn't have let herself into the glitzy Palmer House Hotel either. She looked shifty, frizzy, raccooned by mascara. She rubbed her eyes, but just made it worse. Feet were numb from running in her awful too small boots. Bare, frozen wrists jutted from her ratty old peacoat. Stupid growth spurt couldn't have waited until after the war. But Franny had vanquished bigger foes than a measly hotel doorman. She had big plans for this particular Christmas Eve, and she had already twisted the truth in many terrible ways to get here. Lied to her parents about spending all evening downtown with her best friend, Mary Kate Finnegan, and then lied to Mary Kate, saying she had to rush home early for, and Franny was not proud of this, a Jewish thing. Aren't Jewish things at sunset? Mary Kate had held her palm out like it was raining. It's been dark for hours. Don't be rude, Mary Kate's handsome brother Peter had said. Not everyone's religion makes sense. Two lies didn't make you a liar, not if the cause was righteous enough. At least that's what Franny told herself, out of breath and at the mercy of the reluctant doorman. And this cause was righteous. Tonight, and tonight only, comedian Boopsy Baxter was in Chicago to perform at the Empire Room. Franny had been following Boopsy's headlines for months, arrested on obscenity charges, arrested for doing comedy in a segregated nightclub, arrested for being obscene, handcuffed in her elegant floor-length mink or her spangled gown, smiling slyly directly into the camera. Franny wanted what Boopsy had, a grin in the face of danger, more devil-may-care, less knots in the gut, a belief in winning, even when it looked a heck of a lot like losing. Franny needed to see Boopsy Baxter, because Boopsy Baxter had a showstopper, a legendary, famous secret.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?